So now we come down to this idea of which emotion are you actually seeking? Because we get to seek out the emotions we want to experience. So if you're an author, you can go to Amazon and read all your one-star reviews. You know before you do that, before you read the Yelp reviews of your little shop, you know what emotion you just signed up to get. And I have never once met an author who said, I am a much better author now because I read all my one-star reviews, took the feedback to heart, and I'm better at it. So we're not doing it to make our work better. We're doing it because part of our brain is saying, how dare you? You see, you did fly too high. You did take too big of a risk. This is proof, right? And so the question is, what are we rehearsing? Are we rehearsing the stories that lead to the avalanche that amplifies the fear? Or are we rehearsing the stories that let us see the world as it is and remind us of what we're capable of doing, right? So when we are busy all the time, checking our email, checking our tweets, updating Facebook, what is the purpose of the busy? What is it for? And what does it cost us? Most of the time, we're not doing it because it needs to be done. We're not doing it because we can't hire someone to do it for us. We're doing it because it's safe. Because we get to say at the end of the day, look at everything I accomplished. I answered 400 emails today. Right? But I didn't do anything that might not work. I didn't do anything that might fail. I didn't do any art. I didn't do anything human. So I have a short list here of symptoms of the lizard brain at work, ways that you can diagnose that the resistance is undermining your work. You're unable to finish projects. You're unable to start them. You're always ready with an excuse. You're a perfectionist. You're sloppy. You're looking for bureaucratic deniability. You are like Charles Pollock copying something. You're a diva who always demands more. You aim too low, you aim too high. You're looking for shortcuts. You dehumanize your work and just quote policy at people. You are rigid, unwilling to change in the face of plenty of data. You're unwilling to learn how to do better. You're unwilling to see. You're always at school trying to get better. You have a perfect narrative over and over and over again of excuses and failure. And most of all, you have this voice in your head that says, here it comes again. I knew it. There's that one-star review. There's that person. And then I get to rehearse it again and again and again. And this is particularly undermining for women. In 1939, they made a movie you may have seen called The Wizard of Oz. And the movie is based on a book by L. Frank Baum. And the entire movie is about Dorothy initiating, improvising, making decisions. The entire movie is about a 14-year-old girl in charge. Can you name another movie like that? Not many. We don't make it easy for anyone, but particularly women, to say, here, I made this. To create these models that say, I'm going to do this next, I'm going to do this next, follow me. Everyone she meets in the movie, follow me. I am going to do this. I am going to do this. And it's when we take those actions, that is our heroism, right? Because there may not be flying monkeys in our life, but the narrative is there. The narrative that says, it's not my turn. Anxiety is nothing but experiencing failure in advance. And we bring anxiety to ourselves. I'm not talking about clinical anxiety, and that's a whole other discussion, but we bring common anxiety to ourselves by living the failure before it happens, because we can't experience those two worlds at the same time. It might work and it might not work. So all we're thinking about is the it might not work thing. And if we experience it enough, we don't do anything.